You are getting the chance to hear from the man that got to spend 2 days at home with Josh Donaldson. And I'm sure you've all watched Josh Donaldson play. If you want some inside information on just how he chooses to dye his hair, maybe the games that he plays with his buddies when he's at home, you're going to get the chance to hear all about that now. So let's bring out the man that is responsible for the cover story on the latest edition of Toronto Life magazine. Please welcome to the stage writer Malcolm Johnston. We got a sniper in the carpet already. All right, Malcolm, thanks so much for being here. You've been busy because this was what, a project that was, I guess, 2 years in the making?
That's right. Donaldson's people got in touch with us about 2 years ago asking if we were interested in writing a cover story about Donaldson. And we are a general interest publication, and initially the answer was not quite. It was regrettable.
So hang on a second. Let's just... Toronto Life magazine told Josh Donaldson's agents, thanks but no thanks.
We said thanks but no thanks. Then he won the MVP that year, and we called him up and said, actually, about that.
How did that feel? The crawling back call, like,
yeah,
listen.
We ate a bit of crow. But so about 4 months ago, we started to talk seriously about reviving those efforts. And so in December... I went down to Alabama, where Josh lives, down the street from his mother. They're still very close, and spent 2 days with him. And he also allowed me to interview all the people in his inner circle. So his mom, his best buddy and manager, Adam Heather.
Heather.
Do you know Heather?
I learned all about him in the piece.
Okay,
he's quite
okay.
The character, this Heather fellow.
I interviewed his high school coach. I interviewed everybody down to, I tracked down his Bible school teacher from high school. So this was an in-depth piece that I don't think has really been written before about Donaldson. So it was a fun one to do.
And we're not going to give it all away because you guys do have to go read the article. It is worth your time. I've read it a couple times. I know Carly's already read it a couple times as well. But one of my favorite parts was when you first met him and you described this handshake. And it was a weird moment, which I'm going to get you to walk us through. But what was kind of the insight? What did you kind of learn about his character in that moment?
So I met Donaldson in his kitchen. I was standing there. He walked in. He sort of strutted towards me. And then we're about the same height, but he sort of lifted himself up taller than me and looked down at me and then shook my hand and he said, Josh, and I said, Malcolm. And then he looked at me for about 10 seconds and just held my gaze, which was very awkward. So I was like, okay, I get it, you're Josh. You know, it felt like him establishing dominance. He was letting me know that this was his place. He wasn't quite peeing on my leg, but he was telling me that he was in
his
charge.
His fly was undone, though.
Yeah,
his fly
it got
was
close.
Slightly undone.
So, you know, you hear a lot about Josh being... rubbing people the wrong way. And I learned that that's often how he comes across, is pretty aggressive. To add to that, about a half an hour later, we were in his basement doing a photo shoot, and I noticed that he didn't have any tattoos, which is not really a brilliant insight, but I said it anyway. And he said, no, but I'm planning to get one. And I said, oh, what? And he said, I'm going to get a big lion wearing a crown on my chest. And I said, oh, why? And then he snapped his head at me and he said, because I'm the king of the fucking jungle.
So well, the next then. Time that you see Josh Donaldson beating his chest from third base, you're all going to understand a little bit better of yeah. why.
And he may appreciate if you roar at him as he
yeah.
walks by you.
So this was 30 minutes in.
Okay.
So, you know.
Setting the tone. Okay, but Malcolm, I mean, this was a massive undertaking. Like, you mentioned, you know, all of the resources and the people that you tapped into to pull this together. But when you go into something like this, what was your goal? What was your objective? What did you want to put out there for people like this to know? And even, I mean, you mentioned Toronto Life as a pretty general publication. So what was the objective? What was the point of this piece?
A few. I should also add that by the time I left, just so people don't think he's a total a-hole, by the time I left, we were having a great time. We were in his backyard mini-putting, talking about music and sports and education and magazines and all sorts of things. Our goal in writing this story was to, you know, as a monthly city magazine, we try to explore and explain the city to our readers every month. And one of the big kind of narratives of the past half decade has been this resurgence of the Blue Jays as a cultural force in the city. I mean, an event like this probably wouldn't have happened a decade ago. So our intention was to explain that phenomenon. And I think if you boil down the Blue Jays' success in the last while, at the heart of it is Josh Donaldson. I mean, you see them make the playoffs as soon as he arrives. You see them take on this kind of roughneck reputation. You see them just sort of becoming shaped in Josh Donaldson's image. So to explain Josh Donaldson was to us to explain the Toronto Blue Jays right now. So that was the goal. And the goal was to do a deep dive. He does lots of daily hits where he does his sort of post-game interview. But what we want to do is kind of get beyond the sports and figure out who he is.
Why do you think that people in Toronto, I don't know, can anyone give a round of applause if you like Josh Donaldson, you're glad he's on the team here? Yeah, you can't really see that many people, but you can hear it. People are fans of Donaldson. Do you have any insight into why Torontonians have kind of clung on to him?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, he's very talented. If he wasn't
Fair.
Talented, he would be...
We don't like losers.
...discarded in a second. But on top of that, you know, we've had many successful athletes come here. I think Donaldson has two qualities. One is he's weird. He's very quirky. I mean, for all of his King of the Jungle intensity, he is very lighthearted and quirky. I mean, we talked a lot about his hair. You know, he said something like, I've worked really hard on my hair. I was like, it just grows. You don't have to. It just grows. But, you know, I was interviewing his friend in his living room. I came back into the kitchen, and he and Josh and his girlfriend were flamenco dancing to Right Said Fred's I'm Too Sexy. And this is just a thing he does.
It's just a typical day in the Donaldson household, obviously.
Okay. You know, he's sort of like got a Munenori Kawasaki quirkiness to okay. him, which I think is Torontonian in a way.
Yeah.
We're just kind of drawn to that. He said that when he would visit the team, when he was with the Athletics and he would come to play in Toronto, there was always a contingent of Blue Jays fans who would cheer for him just because they were sort of drawn to his way. The other quality that I think makes him very compatible with Toronto is that he's got this kind of NHL-style mentality. Like, he sort of stalks the pitch when yeah. he's out there. His, like, mullet is flying, and, like, he's always covered in dirt. His jersey's untucked, and he just doesn't really mm-hmm. care.
Mm-hmm.
He cares deeply about winning, but he'll just put himself, his body on the
right.
line to win.
Okay.
So he's got this blend of Munenori Kawasaki mixed with an NHL defenseman
okay.
that makes him this weird but very likable character.
Well, we got to know him very well in the piece, but obviously there's only so much room in one publication for one thing. Before we let you go, can you share with everyone something that will stay with you that didn't make the cutting room floor?
Sure. You know, Josh comes, I'll tell you two things. Josh comes from a very troubled background. He's got a really tumultuous childhood with a single parent household, and his dad spent a lot of time in jail. So there's a lot of stuff in the piece and a lot of stuff I left out that speaks to where he came from. And his rise is all the more impressive when you think about his starting point.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing was that I interviewed Johnny Gomes. Johnny Gomes didn't make the piece, but Johnny Gomes had some really interesting insights. And one of them was that when Josh appeared with the A's in 2012 or 2011, Josh was his cocky self, and he rubbed a lot of his teammates the wrong way. But Johnny Gomes wasn't threatened by this kid with like 9 armbands and like flying hair and like flashy cleats. You know, Josh would do stuff like he would hit in batting practice an opposite field homer over the scoreboard, and then he would sort of complain about his swing. Right? These are the things that don't endear you to your teammates. But Johnny Gomes was like the opposite. He was not threatened by this. He was like, this is the guy you want on your team. Yeah. You want the guy on your team who thinks he's the best. And so Johnny would take Donaldson aside and say, you need to be who you are, which sounds cliched, but there's a real connection between Josh embracing his kind of cocky, abrasive style, because that's how he plays. So Johnny would say stuff like, somebody's going to get famous today. It might as well be you. Or he'd say, you're going to drive the bus today, which I don't even know what that means. But it meant something to Josh. And
then did you start flamenco dancing to Too Sexy? It all makes sense now.
So many things went into Josh's emergence from a guy who was almost out of baseball to a guy who's the MVP. And Johnny Gomes helping him click as a player and a person was one of those.
Very cool. All right. Well, that is the writer and the editor from Toronto Life magazine, Malcolm Johnston. And if you haven't already picked up a copy of the magazine, you are going to want to. Malcolm, thanks so much for being here to kind of wet our whistles and give us a little bit of a tease of what we can expect. And here's my question, though, before we let you go. Next time you go to a Jays game, are you going to sit on the third baseline so you can watch them even more closely?
Depends how Josh receives the article. I mean, he hasn't read it yet.
Oh,
so
he
we'll
hasn't.
See.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Did you send him a copy? You're going to ask for his feedback?
No.
No, you
I'm
why
scared.
Not? You're scared. No, you're not.
No, I'm not scared. But yeah, I'm a big Josh fan.
You can hand deliver it to him and then just wait 8 seconds and see how that goes. All right, well, Malcolm, thanks so much for being here. How about a round of applause for Malcolm?
Thank you. All right.